This is Naomi Diaz with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here's your daily industry news briefing for today, April 15th. First, the American Hospital Association is challenging HHS's bulletin regarding online tracking technologies for HIPAA-covered entities, calling it substantively and procedurally unlawful. According to the AHA, the HHS bulletin restricts healthcare organizations from using third-party web tracking technologies on their websites that may capture IP addresses of individuals that visit them. The AHA wrote in federal court hearing, quote, recognizing that its original bulletin was legally indefensible, HHS responded to the suit by issuing a revised bulletin just days before its brief was due. But the agency's inconsequential modifications only confirmed that both agency actions were substantively and procedurally unlawful. Just like the original bulletin, the revised bulletin will prevent healthcare providers from communicating vital health information to the communities they serve, end quote. On March 19th, HHS updated its stance on online tracking tools amid several hospitals, health systems, and insurers facing lawsuits for using them. According to the bulletin, HHS stated that regulated organizations may not use tracking technologies in a way that would lead to sharing private health information with tracking technology providers or breaking HIPAA rules. HHS said organizations can work with a technology vendor that provides tracking technology, but they cannot disclose protected health information to tracking technology vendors for marketing purposes without their consumers' consent. The AHA wrote in response to this, quote, the court should put an end to this embarrassing saga of regulatory overreach and bar enforcement of HHS's unlawful and unwise new rule, end quote. The AHA, the Texas Hospital Association, Texas Health Resources, and United Regional Healthcare System sued the HHS in 2023 in a bid to get the organization to bar enforcement of the bulletin. 17 state hospital associations and 30 hospitals and health systems have submitted friend of the court briefs in support of the AHA in the lawsuit. Second, EHR vendor Epic Systems told customers in a notice that it is cutting off data access to a startup called Particle Health, alleging that the company has been misusing patient data, CNBC reported April 12th. In a notice sent to customers April 11th, Epic said that Particle was using patient data in an unauthorized and unethical manner unrelated to medical treatment. According to the article, this move impedes Particle's access to its systems, which contain more than 300 million patient records. Particle serves as a middleman facilitating data access between Epic and organizations like hospitals and clinics. CNBC reported that patient data protected by HIPAA requires consent for third-party access. Epic's EHR can be accessed through Care Quality, facilitating more than 400,000 document exchanges monthly. To become a Care Quality member, Particle had to undergo vetting and agree to specific data exchange purposes. Epic limits data access to requests for treatment purposes, according to the article. The EHR vendor raised concerns about Particle's data retrieval accuracy and suspended its connection on March 21st, citing potential HIPAA violations. In an April 12th blog post, Care Quality said it takes disputes very seriously and is committed to maintaining the integrity of the dispute resolution process as well as trusted exchange within the framework. Meanwhile, Particle said in an April 12th blog post that it began addressing this issue immediately after Epic stopped responding to data requests from a subset of customers on March 21st. Particle also said in an April 15th news release that Epic had implied it completely disconnected from Particle Health and its customers from Epic's data, but that sentiment is not true. In that same news release, Particle Health said, quote, in fact, the vast majority of Particle Health customers have continued to actively receive data from Epic without interruption for use in their important work supporting providers in the treatment of patients. Beginning March 21st, Epic indiscriminately stopped responding to queries from some Particle Health customers. While there is an ongoing dispute between Epic and Particle Health related to three specific customers, the significant majority of Particle Health customers impacted by Epic's actions were not in any way related to this dispute, end quote. Epic did not respond to CNBC's request for comment. Third, a majority of healthcare organizations have embraced Apple's iPhone and iPad as their go-to shared-use smart devices, an April 10th report from Kloss found. Kloss interviewed employees at 80 healthcare organizations to assess which smart device vendors they used, along with the vendor's ability to fulfill healthcare demands. The report found that although Apple's devices are not built for healthcare specifically, Apple was respondents' preferred choice for three main reasons. The first was Apple's product had seamless compatibility with mobile device management solutions. The second was employees employees were already using Apple products in their personal lives, and the third was that numerous IT vendors ensure compatibility with Apple's operating systems ahead of others. Additionally, the report found that the iPhone was preferred among most clinicians and that her healthcare organizations using Apple Smart product devices were highly satisfied due to the product's quality, connectivity, and easy-to-use iOS. If you would like the latest health IT and digital health industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker CIO and Health IT Review e-newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.